Comedian Emo Phillips once joked about how his father always told him, "No matter what you do, son, don't go near the cellar door." When he, of course, did, he saw things he had never seen before, like trees, flowers, grass. That's the way I felt this week after staying home with COVID. And what a difference this one week has meant. I started simply walking in Halifax while my son was earning merit badges with the Boy Scouts. Orchard Orioles and Yellow Warblers were back on Saturday, which were nice to see and hear. On Monday, I walked along Jacob's Pond in Norwell, where despite the cold and the wind, the songbirds were in full chorus, including Eastern Kingbirds, Warbling Vireos, Eastern Towhees, Baltimore Orioles, Ovenbirds, and Scarlet Tanagers. Over at the South Shore Natural Science Center that afternoon, I found a broad-winged hawk in the woods, and many, many gray catbirds. On Tuesday morning, I visited Hobart's Pond in Whitman and was amazed at the number of Canada goose families raising young. There were so many goslings. And I was tricked by a first-year male orchard oriole into thinking I had a rare sighting. The action of the day, though, came when a Cooper's hawk darted through a copse of trees on the cemetery side of the main trail, spooking two green herons that I had not seen when I passed by. To my surprise, one of the herons returned a few minutes later carrying a big stick in its bill, a sure sign of nest building. This is not even the peak week for migration. With this weekend's pending weather and the timing of the calendar, we might be in for a magnificent push-through of songbirds. They will be everywhere. So my advice is just to get outside and listen for new songs and watch for flashes of yellow. As we transition directly from winter to summer, as we so often do here in New England, this is the week to be outdoors on the South Shore. Okay, next week too. And the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that. And I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.